Millions of Americans who didn't have health insurance last year have it now as a result of the Affordable Care Act. That means a lot of people are looking for new primary care providers. Insurers are struggling with the influx and are also learning that these new patients may be eager to use their plans because they haven't had health insurance for a long time. Christian Fodenvenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting tells us how one organization in the city of Eugene is dealing with those challenges.
Cheryl Stump and her husband Mike run Green Streak Automotive, an all-service garage in the small Willamette Valley town of Veneta.
Cars and trucks and tractors and generators and lawnmowers and boats and motorhomes. And I think the only thing I haven't done is like an airplane so far.
In November, Stump's 27-year-old son had a stroke and died at the wheel of his tow truck. The stroke stemmed from a genetic problem, so Stump spent the winter worrying about her six other kids, aged between 9 and 33. Genetic testing is expensive, and she didn't have health insurance. But then she was referred to Oregon's Health Insurance Exchange and now gets Medicaid from the local coordinated care organization, Trillium Health.
That was really, really relieving. You know, we can check on the other kids and maybe not lose them. And, oh, my God, we're 50, and aren't there things we're supposed to do at this age of our lives? And we're doing it, and it's great, and it just gives you a hope.
She was thrilled to be able to get a mammogram and treatments for a long-term infection. The kids can get genetic testing, and her husband also has a chronic medical problem that needs attention. Stories like Stump's are being repeated across the nation. In Lane County, for example, 26,000 people enrolled in Medicaid in the first couple of months. That was as many as the county expected in the first 2 years. Terry Copeland, the head of Trillium Health, is concerned.
We weren't expecting to get such a large assignment of patients in the first 2 months. Many have not seen a physician for years. We're dealing with not just a large number of patients, but also what appears to be a much sicker population of patients.
In fact, in Lane County alone, about 9,000 adults who recently signed up for insurance don't have a primary care provider yet. So what's Trillium doing about it? Terry Copeland says they've come up with a four-part plan. First, to pay bonuses to doctors who accept new members. Second, Trillium is granting Lane County $900,000 to open a new clinic.
They have proposed ways that they can get this clinic up and running by mid-year.
Third, Trillium is hiring a consultant to see if existing clinics can be more efficient, for example, by changing who fills out forms.
Having physicians do clerical work is really a waste of valuable resources.
And finally, Trillium is offering $500,000 to any clinic or group of physicians willing to expand their practice to take on another 5,000 adults. Meanwhile, Trillium is asking patients who suffer a serious accident to go to the ER, or if the injury is less serious, to urgent care. Lane County Public Health Officer Dr. Patrick Ludke thinks Trillium's plans will likely work, but he's anxious about people not having ready access to a primary care provider.
I see it more as a challenge. At what point does a challenge become a problem? I don't know that answer, but we have a shrinking pool of providers, and we have a growing need in an aging population for health care. So we need to get creative, and that's what we're doing.
Back at her doctor's office, garage owner Cheryl Stump goes over some paperwork. She's pleased to be getting treatment, but it hasn't all been a bed of roses.
It took a month, I think, to get the first appointment for my husband.
They've been for several appointments, and the doctor told Cheryl she'd have to give up smoking, get a little more exercise, and follow all the usual recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.
This story comes to us from a collaboration with NPR, Oregon Public Broadcasting, and Kaiser Health News.